Goragraganya gana gocha goloru haram. Goranga guru tamago pyada kopa briksham. Gopala gada rati dam yati singha gora. Govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami. Namo brindavanankaya tubhyam golokamolane. Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Vancha Kopadudu Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pravanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he used to say sometimes that if you want to get jewels, you have to go to the ocean and you have to dive very deep. Otherwise, if you just stay on the surface, you collect only fish. So for the last, I think, 5 years, 4 or 5 years now, we've been doing the same set of prayers by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the Gobardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam. And this year we're on text number 8. And we'll speak for 3 sessions on this particular verse. Just as we see the Chatushloki of the Bhagavatam is not in the very beginning or the very end, but it has verses before it and after it, but it's the most important part of the Bhagavatam. And just as the main verses of the Gita also are in the center of the book. So this particular verse is prefaced by 7 verses and followed by another 3. But I feel it's the essence of the entire prayer. And it raises a very, very esoteric and very deep topic, a topic which very few people understand, even frankly amongst devotees. And that is how Krishna can be a devotee. Because the verse, it begins, there's a number of topics we can speak about, we will speak about the verse, beginning with Giri Nripa, how it is that Giriraj is, he's the best of kings of all mountains. But he says that Haridasa, Shreni Varyeti Nama, how it is that this name, that he's Haridasa Varyo, it's the best of all names. And that name is, calling him Haridas, the servant, is full of nectar. And why is it he says this? Why is it full of nectar? Why is it that he says Sri Radhika Mukta Chandrat, that this verse comes from the moon-like mouth of Srimati Radharani? What's the relevance of that? A number of questions we'll ask, but the main question I want to focus on is, what is the identity of Giriraj? It's a very confusing thing. There's a lot of very straightforward statements in the Bhagavatam. Krishna himself, he says, Sailosmi, I am the mountain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructs Raghunath Das Goswami, he says, A Srila, Krishna Vigraha. This Srila, this Govardhan Srila I'm giving you, this is directly Krishna. But in the 21st chapter of the 10th canto, in the Venu Gita, Srimati Radharani, according to Raghunath Das Goswami, in this verse, she says, Hantaya Madhur Abala Haridasa Varyo, the Giriraj Govardhan is a devotee. Why is there these different descriptions? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his prayers to Giriraj, he speaks even stronger. He says, Vina means without. Vina Bhavet Kim Haridasa Varyo, without worshipping Giriraj as a devotee, you can't get the love that he has himself. What is that love? And what is the identity of Giriraj? Is one version correct? Is the other version correct? Are both correct? And if we can try to understand this topic, I think we may come to appreciate a much deeper, important principle, the principle of respecting devotees, and how the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself gets more pleasure being a devotee than he does being God. So it's a very kind of crooked discussion, a very deep topic. It'll be in the morning, I think, from 7:30 to 8:30. Is it right, Prashanta? 7:20 to 8:20. Okay. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.